102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, Double Shot Thursday. There's the first one from Zeppelin. It's 7:30.
I'm glad you find the comedy in it.
I sure do.
My son's not going to. And it won't be the last time his old man has disappointed him either.
Yeah, man, but this is such an easy one. Don't disappoint him here.
I'm not doing that. It's everything I've railed against for 15 years on the radio. I can't.
That's true, but he doesn't
know
that.
Yeah, but that's what you want. You want me to be, you want me to be a hypocrite.
Of course.
It's because of you my son's going to be disappointed, to be quite honest.
Your life is flipped. You're hypocritical all the time now. It's great.
I'm not giving it. No, I'm not. I live by a certain creed, Luce.
It's 102.3 WBAB, Roger JP. Very warm weekend in front of us. And in a couple weekends.
Next weekend.
Yeah, that's right.
What's this?
Yep, a week from this Saturday. You're going day one or day two of the Star Wars premieres?
Day two. Yeah, we got invited to a birthday party.
Very nice.
I guess it's the morning of the 19th.
All right.
I think it is, right?
You and your son going?
Yeah, with a bunch of other boys and the dads.
Right.
And my son was, my feelings towards Star Wars and people that dress up for Star Wars is well documented on this here radio program.
That's right.
And my son, who's 7 years old, he's all into it. And that's great. Mm-hmm. And he dressed up as a stormtrooper for Halloween.
Cool.
All good.
So is he ready to wear that costume to the movie?
And he wants me to dress up with him.
Yeah.
That's not happening.
Yeah.
And I told him. I said, listen. I go, Daddy doesn't roll that way. He's like, well, won't you be Chewbacca with me? And I'm like,
that'd be awesome.
Yeah. And I know.
You gotta go as Chewbacca. Make the noises.
I can't. That's me.
Just practice. You got a week and a half. A week and a couple days. Oh, that's pretty good. You're already there. That's not bad. It's a cross between Chewbacca and like Shaggy from Scooby-Doo.
Let me hear it'd be funny if you go like halfway, where you just have the Chewbacca body but no head on.
Yeah.
Chewbacca. I'm too embarrassed to wear the head.
Yeah, let me get a large popcorn. Yeah. I don't know, dude. He wants me to get all dressed up, and I'm like, and Nicole's like, just wear it. I'm like,
go as Luke or Han.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it.
And to be more like yourself.
Why? Here, JP. Bro, JoJo, I'm not effing wearing that Chewbacca head. Get the F out of here.
I don't talk to my child that way.
Get the F out of here.
Yeah, no, Dick. I don't talk to my child that way. No. I'm not. Yeah, but he's, you know, he's just like, why won't you? And, you know, the whole thing. So, I don't know. I'm not. The problem is, I can't. Even if I wanted to give in, I can't. Because if I do.
On principle, is that
I do. Yeah,
you
I
and
do.
Your principles.
All it's going to take is one of those dads to send the picture to the station, and then Brett's got it up on social media, and then the whole thing, and it all takes off from there. And I'm not giving you that.
You can only hope.
I will not give you that.
I wonder of all the dads going, how many will dress up?
I don't care if I'm the only one not.
Mm-hmm.
You know me. That doesn't bother me. I do not give in to peer pressure over that nonsense.
Yeah,
not a chance.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to be a hump. I just, you know.
Yeah, a little bit.
No.
Your poor son.
My son, I'm
going
with
him.
Could
be a nice bonding moment. He'll never forget it. You go as Chewbacca, him as a stormtrooper. It's pretty cool.
It won't be the last time he's disappointed. Is that you? Gee, I thought it was the actual sound.
I'm telling you. See? Look at that. Mm. You can't even tell. That was me, too.
Yeah.
All right, 7:37.
I mean, I might walk in there with a lightsaber or something, but I don't think you're allowed.
You can't walk in just wearing just carrying a lightsaber. That would be extra lame.
Why?
Because you're just carrying a light. So what? You carry a lightsaber. You got to put on, like, the cloak. You got to look like Obi-Wan, or you got to do something.
I'll look like Obi-Wan. That'll happen.
Not a lightsaber. You'd rather wear nothing, I mean, really, than carry a lightsaber. I'm just going to save you from the embarrassment.
Listen, I'm not worried about any of that. I'm not worried about embarrassing myself.
I mean, the embarrassment of your son. He'll be so mortified.
Like I said, he's got a mask on. Daddy? Nobody will know it's him.
Daddy?
What?
Please?
Nope.
Daddy.
Why do you hate me, Daddy?
I don't hate you, Joe. I hate people. I hate grown men who dress up as Star Wars characters. It's got nothing to do with you.
Why do you like my sister better?
I don't like your sister better. That's well documented, too.
Well, this is true.
Yeah. I mean, there's no question, but that's the one question he knows not to answer. He knows not to ask me.
It's just an inner knowledge he has.
Yeah. Any other questions, Joseph?
7:38.
I love you, Daddy.
I love you more.
Even if you hate me.
I don't hate you. Again, I just hate grown men who dress up as Star Wars characters to go to the
Chewbacca
movies.
Why did you leave the Chewbacca costume home?
Because, again, I hate grown men who dress up as Star Wars characters.
You promised me, Daddy.
I didn't promise you anything.
It's 7:38. Time for the roads. Who's that?
LIE westbound, making your way into exit 60.
JP, not really considering dressing up for the Star Wars premiere with his son, who's 7, really into it, and is going as a stormtrooper, and kind of wants you to dress up, but you're not into it.
No, I'm not.
It's consistent. You've been like that over the years. You make fun of people who get dressed up for those movies.
I do.
Good morning, BAB. Go ahead.
I don't know. thought, JP, this could tarnish your hero status with your son, Joseph.
Not a chance. It would take way more than that.
Change that.
No, because I could easily buy his love right back. That's and let's make
just
no
mistake. Let's
shake. Make no mistake
there
about exactly. All I got
to
do is take him to Bobby's Burger Palace and then to the boy store, Dick's, and we're good. I put a putter in his hand. I let him play golf. All of a sudden, I'm back to being a hero.
It's that easy, isn't it?
I'll stop at Toys R Us, buy him a new Skylander.
Wow, that's three stops so far, just for not just for not wearing a half of a Chewbacca costume.
No problem, man.
And going,
nah, no problem. No problem. It may be three stops, but it's a grand total of like $30.
7:43. It's time for the stuff you need to know. It's brought to you by Newsday's $5,000 shopping spree spectacular sweepstakes.
And then he's back to pushing his sister out of the way to get to me when I walk in the door.
And that's where you want him to be.
Hell yeah.
Here's Ted.
Federal official.
7:48. I mean, a lot of you are probably going to the Star Wars premiere a week from this coming weekend. With your kids, possibly. Sure. JP's going with his son, who's 7, really into it, going as a stormtrooper. JP not dressing up.
Well, yeah, I mean...
Doesn't want to go in costume, maybe carrying a lame little lightsaber.
I'm not, yeah.
I can't imagine you even doing that. No way.
I'm not going to. I'll carry his if he wants me to.
We have a dad on the line who's sounds very enthusiastic about your outing with your son. Good morning, go ahead.
Listen, you're not worried about being embarrassed to look for your kids.
I don't have to...
If you don't do it, listen, I've done some things for my kids. If you don't do it... I'll give you my number. I'll do it.
No. I don't need any stand-in fathers.
I'll dress up as a ballerina.
You know what I should do?
No, you're a real true dad.
Thanks for the call, man. I could dress Scotty the Leprechaun up as an Ewok. How about that?
That would be shirking your responsibilities and putting it on poor Scotty.
No, it will not. I will have delivered an Ewok to this birthday party.
He would be the hit of the whole party.
Hell yeah.
That's true. And that's why he charges.
Who would be better than me? All of those other kids at that birthday party would want me for a dad because I know an Ewok.
Right. No one else is bringing an Ewok. I'll give you that. That
Boom.
Would be quite a coup if you can get him.
Bitches.
He might be busy that weekend, though. 102.3 WBA.
Oh, yeah, Roger
JP. Being an Ewok. 53, double shot Thursday, couple from Def Leppard. Sun later on today and a high of 57.
Are you going to this Star Wars thing?
Not the first weekend. Eventually, I want to go. Like over Christmas vacation, I want to go with the girls.
I thought you were trying to get tickets.
Yeah, my daughters will be home. Maybe the four of us will go, you know. We like to go to the movies over Christmas holidays, see a couple. So.
Hey, girls, let's go to the movies. Ooh, Dad, yeah.
They're 22 and 20. Wait, you're saying they don't even want to go to the movies as a family anymore?
Ooh,
that's done, too?
Yeah, it's over.
Oh, no. Got a couple more years of that before they start not coming home anymore.
Brett, thoughts?
On Roger going to the movies with his daughter, adult daughters.
His adult daughters, right.
They're barely
as
adults.
As a family outing, yeah, it's done.
Mm. No. Ted?
One more time.
The ball game is over. As Gary Cohen would say.
EastEnd Jeremy is on the line about your dressing up for Star Wars. What do you got, EastEnd?
That might be the greatest thing I've ever heard. I would pay money to see that man walk in there in a full Ewok costume. Oh, my God. The people will be losing their mind, dude.
Oh, Scotty's the perfect Ewok, right?
I'm almost positive that if I walked in there with an Ewok, that whole theater would be high-fiving me.
Absolutely right.
You'd be like a star. The sea would part. You'd get in first and sit real close. Oh, my God. It would be great. He walks like an Ewok. He kind of runs and walks like an Ewok. He really does. You know, his legs are so short. Oh, my God. That's so hilarious. I love it. Good stuff.
Now, how's that for Father of the Year material right there?
Hey, that's better than a pitchfork for your wife for her birthday. You know what I mean?
She asked for the pitchfork, and it was for Mother's Day.
Oh, yeah. All right. Have a nice day.
See you, East End. Yeah, so maybe that's a great thing. If Scotty's available, you bring him along. That's perfect. Otherwise, I guess you're going to go as yourself.
Rod, you want to borrow my family for the movies?
No, mine will be at the movies. The four of us will go see them. We do it every year.
For a small fee, they'll
for like the last five or six when they're away at college. We do it when we're home and we're all together.
My kids will pretend like they like you just like yours do.
Oh.
It only costs you a thing of popcorn and some juicy beans.
Too much. Them not wanting to do the Christmas cards, you hurling just... Family spears at me.
Maybe some goobers.
It's a little too much.
Mm.
7:56.
And a bag of Sour Patch Kids. Don't love you forever.
It's time for the roads. Here's that.
On the LIE westbound, west of Patchogue Hole.